Good afternoon. Prepare to enter the home zone with your host, Jeff Potter, from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender. Today's show is being brought to you by Art Realty and Transnation Title. From buying to selling to maintaining your home, every aspect of home ownership is covered in the home zone on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Hello, this is Jim Lambert at the Home Zone, filling in for Jeff Potter, who's not able to be here today. We are once again on WHTC.
Yay.
1450, your Holland news leader.
No.
Not your Holland news
leader.
Yeah,
it is. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry, Diane.
My brain forgot
what
I used to
be.
I forget where I'm at sometimes.
Live radio here. I thought I was doing it right.
I know. I forget where I am sometimes. Now I know, though.
I'm used to getting yelled at, so that's fine.
Yeah.
No problem.
Uh-huh.
So, all right, let's do that again. So, WHTC 1450 on your AM dial, Holland's news leader. With us today, we have our, let me back up a minute here. We are, like I said, Jeff is not here today, but North Point Bank is still the sponsor, and they are FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. We also are sponsored by TransNation Title and Art Realty, List for Less. Today we have a couple special guests with us. Ryan Dawson from Art Realty is back once again, and we have Janelle Buckmaster from Edward Allen Homes. And as always, we have our irreplaceable producer, Diane.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Hi.
So to start off with, I'm going to pass it off to Ryan, and he's going to have a little discussion with Janelle about Allen Edward Homes.
All right, Jim. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, so as Jim said, we have Janelle Buckmaster from Allen Edwin Homes. She's our guest today. And what we thought today is, this is for people out there who may be considering building a home. You may have heard different commercials here and there for Allen Edwin, seen billboards throughout the community. But Janelle, if we can just maybe get a little bit of information about yourself and maybe a short history lesson on Allen Edwin.
Yeah, definitely. My role with Allen Edwin Homes, my title is called sales counselor. So anybody who's interested in new construction, they would come to me to be able to get all the information on pricing and communities and where we're at and what we're doing and options and so forth. I've been with the builder for about 8 years. My territory is located right in Holland, and my territory is from Saugatuck all the way up to Muskegon. So I'm the local rep for the builder here on the Lakeshore. Allen Edwin Homes has been around for about 20 years, in which we started out as a custom builder, and we have since switched to being more pre-priced, more affordable new homes for the community.
Wonderful. So 20 years. So you guys have built a few homes.
Just a few.
Any idea? I mean, can we throw a number out there? How many homes has Allen Edwin built in the, let's just say, the West Michigan area?
West Michigan. I would probably say we build about 300-ish homes a year in the Lakeshore, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo market.
Wonderful.
So, as a company, we're looking at about 600 to 700 closings per year, and we're in all over Lansing, Detroit, Ann Arbor, and then on this side of the state as well.
Okay, so quite an extensive resume. As far as building sites, you know, what are some of the building sites that we have? You know, we're being broadcast from Holland. So from Holland on out, what are a few sites that we have that you guys own or have access to?
Yeah, our main one is right here in Holland. It's called Chapel Hill. It's on Ottawa Beach Road on 168th. That's actually my office. So we have a staged model there. We have a community on the south side of Holland called Terra Vita. We've got a couple locations in Saugatuck. We have a few locations additional in Holland, Brentwood Village, Riley Ridge. We've got some in West Ottawa. Tradewinds is up there, and then some even farther north as well. But our main one here in the Holland would be the Chapel Hill community.
Okay. All right. So, me personally, I've never built a home. I know Jim over there, he has yet to build a home for himself.
Nope. Steve doesn't pay me enough.
So, in our conversations, we think, okay, I'm going to build a home. Why in the world would I want to do that? You know, between the stress it brings on somebody, the cost, the hardships, is that what it's going to be like with Allen Edwin?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No. You know, the rumor with new construction is if you start building a home, whatever your cost is, it's going to be 20% more when you finish.
Mm-hmm.
We try to make the process, and we have made the process as easy as possible. So building a home with us would take about 7 months from purchase agreement until the time that you close on the property. We have our own design team. We have our own showroom. We assist with financing. And when you leave the designers in the showroom and you get your final price on your home, that's what your final price will be. If there's any hiccups, if there's any accidents, then that falls back on us.
Okay, so no hidden costs, no small print.
No small print, no hidden costs. We're upfront. We're honest.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. So let's just throw some prices out there. So I can expect, what's a base price starting in a local area around here?
You know, one of the misnomers about new construction is that it's $200,000, $250,000, $300,000 plus. It's really not the case. Here in Holland, we can start off actually right in the low or the upper 140s to lower 150.
Okay. Very reasonable.
It's very reasonable. We've got lots of different product choices. We've got multiple collection of floor plans that we can really assist with any price point and any buyer.
Okay, wonderful. Well, all right. Well, we're going to come back to Janelle here in just a few minutes. In the meantime, we'll catch you on the flip side.
We have to have our sponsors get paid.
1450
WHTC.
Holland's News Leader.
Holland's News Leader.
We'll be right back.
Which I had the first time.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, welcome back to the Home Zone, and for those of you who may just be joining us now, we have a special guest with us, Janelle Buckmaster.
Hello.
From Allen Edward Homes, and Ryan Dawson from Art Realty, who has been here a few times. And I'm sure, based on the conversation we've had so far, that there's questions out there. So feel free to give us a call, 395-1450. Because I don't want Janelle to get bored sitting here with just me and Ryan.
No,
so
never.
There's got to be other people that would like to call in, I'm sure. So, Ryan, why don't you go ahead with your interview with Janelle?
All right. So we have a couple more questions, just kind of some baseline things we want to cover. So we talked briefly about pricing, and you shared a little bit as far as the price for that. So the idea of starting with a new home, what kind of options are out there? What kind of things would I get with a base price, or and even we can build from that? What would I get as bonus or as added items to there? So maybe just maybe describe a little bit of the home.
Yeah, definitely. When people think of a new construction house, especially at a lower price point,
a lot of money.
Yeah. At a lower price point, I think they think of builder basic carpet, mm-hmm. builder basic cabinets, the horrible white paint. We actually can offer granite as a standard option. We can do stainless steel appliances as a standard option. We have a beautiful trim package that can be standard. We've got Sherwin-Williams paint. We've got all the name brand products that buyers know, love, and trust mm-hmm. That go into the property. So it's not just your builder basic house anymore.
Okay, so not everything will be hospital white with...
Absolutely not.
Okay, That's good to hear. No, for some people out there, they may have, let's say they want to buy a lot on their own. They may not want to be in a subdivision that you have. Is that an option?
Definitely. We call that your land, our plan. So we can build anywhere, whether it be a large piece of property in a community. We can assist the buyer with financing, and we can get that all taken care of for them to make the process as easy as possible.
Good, good. Well, I know just from my experience as a realtor working with Janelle and Alan Edwin, they are very professional. Everything's covered. So, from a realtor standpoint, I would definitely recommend. So if somebody who is interested, what are some ways of getting a hold of you? You know, obviously they can call Jim and I at 616-422-5587, and we can get them in contact with you. But how about just maybe some basic information to get a hold of yourself?
Yeah, you can call me on my cell phone. My cell is 269-998-6313. You can stop by the Chapel Hill community, stop into the model. I hold hours, model office hours from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday are basically by appointment only. But on Monday through Wednesday, it's about noon until 6 o'clock that I'm typically mm-hmm. there if I'm not out showing additional homes. Or they can shoot me an email at jbuckmaster@allenedwin.com.
Wonderful. Well, Janelle, we appreciate your time here. Is there anything else? I mean, I think we've covered most of it. Jim, do you have anything over there?
The only thing I was thinking is, and maybe we covered it, I blanked out on it, but As far as somebody wanting to get started, is the process hard? I mean, you have to go through blueprints, you have to go through buildings, you have to go to a lumber yard, pick all your stuff out. Why don't you just give us a brief kind of a, like if I'm saying, hey, Janelle, I'm interested in a house.
Yeah.
How would you step me through that process?
Well, the first step is for me to really get to know you as a buyer and what you and your family need in a house and what you're looking for. So just asking you what you're looking for, what you've seen, what you like, what you don't like, square footage, what features are important. Are you looking for that gourmet kitchen? Are you looking for more space? Do you want that model quality house with all the stuff? All of that information really helps me determine what floor plans to show you out of our profile of about 55. From there, we can tour houses, we can look at areas. Mm-hmm. We have our showroom that's in Byron Center. I always take everybody that I work with to the showroom so they can see our options that are available, price some things out. Because the last thing that we want the buyers to feel is that everything would be an upgrade, and their 160 house, for example, soon becomes 210 and it's out of their price point.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about being upfront and being honest and making sure that the buyer has all the information in order for them to make a solid decision for them and their family.
Yeah, and you know, one thing in our discussions, you mentioned where this lumber comes from. And we definitely, I don't mind giving a little plug out to a local business, but where did you say that lumber package was delivered to when somebody does a new build?
Yes, all of our building materials come right from Zeeland Lumber.
Wonderful. All right. Well, Janelle, thank you again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah. One other last quick question while I think about it. So when people are interested, they get to that point. So is it mandatory? Is it helpful that they have pre-approval, like from Jeff from North Point Bank?
Yes.
How do you want to make sure they know they have
financing in order?
Yeah.
That's a great question. Most of our buyers who come to us have not been pre-approved. They have no clue what lender to even go to and are looking for a recommendation. So it's something that we assist with. If they are approved, that's great. But we definitely assist with financing and making sure that the buyer's making the right decision when it comes to that as well.
Yeah, I'm sure Jeff can help out there in that arena also.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Okay, very good. I think that is it for what we have. Janelle will stick around through the rest of the show, so if you have a question, feel free to give her a call. And if you're thinking about building a home, like I said, I learned a lot today. I thought it was going to be a lot more expensive than that to build a home, and I know I've seen some of her communities, and they're very nice. They're very well set up and very well taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with inventory really low in the market right now, if you're not finding what you're looking for, just stop in and see what we have to offer. I mean, all that it's going to take is your time. And you may be really surprised and find something that you absolutely love.
Okay, right. Very good. Speaking of homes, we're going to switch gear a little bit and follow up with what we talked about last week, which was an upcoming real estate seminar that we're holding at Holler Miller Library this Thursday. From 5 till 8 o'clock, from 5 till 5:40 approximately, we're going to cover the seller's part. And from 6 to 6:40, we'll be doing investors. And 7 to 7:40, we'll be doing buyers. And we'll be doing one every other month. So hopefully the next time we have a seminar, we'll have Janelle there from Allen Edmund Homes, and she can help us cover the buyer's parts. But
Jim, is that something I can just stop by and if all I'm interested in is as an investor, can I just stop by just for that, or do I need to sit through the whole thing?
Oh, you got to sit through every minute of it. No, absolutely. You can come and go as you want. Obviously, try to make it the beginning would be helpful so you don't disrupt it. They can get information if they want to call Christine at 616-772-5478. Or email her, Christine@artrealty.com. Ideally, if you can RSVP, that will help. There will be food there. So,
all right.
So we can.
Food will bring people in.
So we want to kind of make sure we got that covered. But if you can't, don't worry about it. And, Ryan, if they want to show for one, two, all three sections, we're happy to accommodate any one of them.
Wonderful. So we're going to be back talking more about that also, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Yep.
That's how we're going to cover the rest of the show.
All right.
Welcome back to the Home Zone. This is Jim Lambert, your host today, filling in for Jeff Potter. Before we get into talking about our real estate seminar we have coming up this Thursday, I also want to make mention that, believe it or not, fall is close to being here, and high school sports start this weekend. So get out, support your local athletes. They're putting hours and hours and hours of practice time in, whether it's swimming or football or volleyball or whatever it is. Get out there and show them your support.
Definitely. Tonight I've got my daughter has her first girls' high school swim meet.
Go Vanea.
Nice.
Go Vanea. All right.
All right. Like I said, last week we covered a lot of the investor part that we're going to be covering at the seminar this Thursday, again at the Howard Miller Library. So we look forward to seeing you there. Ryan and Jason are going to be covering the buyer's portion of it. So I'm going to turn it back to Ryan to talk about what he's going to be covering on the buyer's side. And feel free, again, like I said, to give us a call at 395-1450 for Ryan, myself, or Janelle, if you have any questions. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate that, Jimmy. I just want to say that without Jeff here, we're missing the energy from Jeff. So, you're doing a great job, though, Jim. All right. So we do. We have a seminar coming up on Thursday. And myself and Jason Cochran from Art Realty will be covering the buyer side. And this seminar we have set up is for anybody considering, thinking, if it's on the plate somewhere, if you're going to buy, sell, or if you're interested in what would it be like to have some rental property or investment property, this is definitely the seminar for you. From a buyer's side, we're going to cover everything from pre-approval, how do I get pre-approved, to interviewing your realtor, questions to ask your realtor, making sure that you have the right realtor, because, as I'll say in the seminar, not all agents are created equal, and we'll go into that a little bit more too. But we want you to be educated as much as possible in the process. There are some things you can do as a buyer that will allow you to be prepared for purchasing your home. It's going to be a very informative time at Howard Miller Library on Thursday.
If I am a potential buyer, Ryan, and I'm come to the seminar, would you have time to spend with me after the seminar to maybe go over some potential options and to talk through what I'm looking for?
Yeah, and from that seminar, yes, agents will be available to set up times outside of that to ask any questions. There'll be a good question and answer portion of it also. Definitely. We can set up appointments outside. And you can also contact us beforehand if you have questions that you need an answer right away. We can be contacted at 616-422-5587. That'll reach Jim or Ryan.
Okay, very good. And like I said, also we are going to have the seller's portion of the seminar. That will be presented from 7 to 7:40, and that will be with our broker Steve Sturken and John Levensey. So we're covering all aspects of it. They are going to, from a seller's standpoint, some of the highlights are going to be you have to, decide when's the right time to sell your house. When do you decide to put it on the market? Sometimes you're forced into it, maybe because of a situation. Other times it's your timing, but he's going to talk you through that part of it.
Wait, Jimmy, I can't just list it and just any time of the year?
Yes, you can, but if you want to get the best price for your house, you may want to get with a realtor named Jim Lambert to help you with that process. Also, we'll be covering how to make sure you're handling you're with the right real estate company. What does one company have to offer for the other? When you're thinking through that process, you want to make sure that you are getting the best deal for you, because that's really what it's about. Also covering about, which we've covered before on the show, preparing your home for sale. What does that look like? Do you have to declutter? Are there things you need to do? What do you have to do to get the home ready so it's ready to show as soon as you're ready to sell it? But, not having to go back in and, doing different things to the home after people have been through and give you opinions that you should have taken care of ahead of time.
Lots of great information.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Understanding how the real estate market works, setting the right price for your home. That's probably one of the keys that people run into when, be honest with you, there's a lot of for sale by owners out there, and we see that a lot of times they're either underpricing their home, which your real estate agent obviously could help you with, or they price it too high. And in the real estate market, the average is within the first 2 weeks, you have 90% of your potential buyers through.
Mm-hmm.
So if your home is priced too high and your buyers come through, you've lost a great deal of your buyers, because even if you lower your price later, they're not going to come back through and look at it.
Right.
And then he's also going to cover marketing your home, working with offers, finalizing the deal, closing the sale on your home. So he's going to cover, take you pretty much from start to finish all the way through that process, similar to what Ryan's going to do from a buying standpoint. Steve will take care of from a listing standpoint.
But there'll be plenty of time for some appetizers and soft drinks, right?
Correct. And that's why we also have 20 minutes spaced in between each section, because we want to make sure that we have time to answer the questions, because we're sure we're going to have a lot of questions there.
All right.
And then the last part, which will be actually the middle part of the seminar, was going to be the investor side, which yours truly and Laura Durham will be taking care of. And, you know, we said again, like I said last week, bad things happen to good people. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for some reason, through divorce or medical problems or job changes, you've lost your ability to get regular financing through the bank. So we have a program that we have in place, and we're going to go through it. And for those of you out there that maybe fall into that situation, but can get your credit straightened around in, you know, 2 to 3 years, we have a program, because really what we're about, we're trying to get people into homes. We're trying to help people the best we can. So we're going to cover that in the investment program. We're also going to cover flipping houses, the good and the bad of flipping houses, rental properties. Do you have the makeup to be a landlord? You know, it's not as easy as what some people think. But we're going to also give you examples of how that works and what's the best way to go through with that. So we want to thank you once again, and hopefully Mr. Potter will be back next week, and who knows what we have in store for that, but I'm sure it won't be as good as having Janelle that we had today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon for The Home Zone with your host, Jeff Potter, from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender. Today's show has been brought to you by TransNation Title and Art Realty. If you'd like to hear today's show again, go to our website for the podcast, whtc.com. And join us every Tuesday at 12:30 for The Home Zone on 1450 WHTC and whtc.com.